In this bulletin, another five deaths in Victoria from COVID-19 as the state records 403 new cases. The pandemic leaves Australia with a record $86 billion budget deficit. And in the AFL, Patrick Dangerfield disappointed by the league's Indigenous vaccine policy. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Victoria has recorded 403 new cases of coronavirus and another five deaths. It's raised the state's total death toll to 49 so far. Premier Daniel Andrews says some of the deaths are connected to aged care facilities.
There is a male in his 50s. There is a female in her 70s connected to aged care, an aged care setting. A male in his 80s, again connected to aged care. A male in his 90s connected to aged care, and a further male in his 70s not connected. So the person in his 50s and the person in his 70s are not connected to aged care settings.
In direct response to the high volume of Victorians not properly isolating, the government has also announced a payment scheme. Anyone in work who's taken a coronavirus test and needs to isolate but doesn't have any sick leave could be eligible for a $300 payment. Workers must provide a pay slip or a statutory declaration to verify their information. Masks and face coverings are now compulsory in Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire, north of the city. There are only limited exemptions, and people who don't comply risk a $200 fine. The major supermarkets, including Woolworths, Coles, Aldi, Foodworks and IGA, say they'll be taking the measure seriously. Well, Australia has recorded an $86 billion budget deficit, with COVID-19 devastating the economy and putting hundreds of thousands of people out of work. The federal government's response to the most severe global downturn since the Great Depression will see net debt climb to a record $677.1 billion at the end of the financial year. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the global contraction has had a severe impact and the forecasts are grim.
These harsh numbers reflect the harsh reality we face. The economic outlook remains very uncertain. Recent events in Victoria are testament to this. A painful reminder how a setback in combating the virus can impact the speed and the trajectory of our national economic recovery.
New figures show that younger Australians are more likely to contract COVID-19, but older people are more likely to die from the virus. An analysis of data from January to late May by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare found the median age of death was 80. It also revealed 20 to 29-year-olds had the highest rates of infection, while Australians over 70 had the lowest. The World Health Organization warns even young people can develop long-term problems from COVID-19, such as fatigue, reduced lung function, and lower exercise tolerance. Mike Ryan from the WHO says it can take a long time before lung and heart functions return to normal.
And that's why a lot of people are suffering long-term fatigue. They're finding it really hard to go back to the gym. They're exhausted if they're going up and down the stairs. And these are young people.
Yeah.
Now, we hope, and many of them are making slow recoveries, but who wants to spend 3 months or 6 months or a year recovering from an illness that lasted 10 days?
In the AFL, the president of the AFL Players Association says there's still a long way to go before sport is safe for Indigenous Australians. The league has caused controversy by singling out Indigenous players to receive a pneumococcal vaccine before entering a hub, while other players required only a flu shot. Speaking to the Nine Network, Geelong vice-captain Patrick Dangerfield says the way such processes are handled needs to change.
Making sure sport in Australia is a really safe environment, and it continues, unfortunately, to be a place where players very often racially abused, and it needs to stop. And this is, you know, the ones that we hear about are the ones that we hear about. Clearly, there's plenty else that goes on that isn't always reported.
Well, now the weather across Australia, some showers in Perth and mostly sunny, 19. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 15. Partly cloudy for Melbourne, 13 degrees. Hobart, cloudy and 11. Canberra, partly cloudy, 11. Wollongong should be partly cloudy and 17. Sydney, mostly sunny, 17. Newcastle, a sunny day and 18. Brisbane, rain at times, 18 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy, 26. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.